Yes, the terrapin closed up completely in his shell. You can't see anything. A turtle cannot close up. He has a shell on his back, but his head is out.
Yeah.
And you draw his head back so far. Now also the turtle has a tail, a small tail. About that long. The terrapin has no tail, for that matter.
Is there any...
Terrapin, you don't eat terrapin, but you can eat turtles.
I see. Is there any type of turtle that stays mostly on the land, might even burrow in the ground?
A turtle? Yes, I think they call that the dryland turtle, don't they?
Have you ever heard people around here use the word cougar or gopher?
No, rat. I've never heard those as rats.
But you haven't heard a dryland turtle called a gopher?
No.
Okay. What would you call a little animal that stays in freshwater streams? Looks kind of like a lobster, has claws, not so big. Backward trying.
As I say, I'm too afraid of snakes. But I thought I was assuming it was a snake and keep going.
Looks more like a lobster. That shell.
That's a shell.
A crustacean.
I really don't know.
Alright, do you know crawfish or crayfish?
Oh, crawfish, yes. Crawfish, yes.
Since you mentioned snakes, go ahead and tell me some of the types that are found around here.
You have the water moccasin, you have the rattle, you have what's called the racer, the porch whip, it's a green snake, the chicken snake, rat snake. I believe those are the most prevalent ones you find.
Okay. Now, some insects. Do you have a name for insects that you see at night? Maybe flying around
street lights.
Mosquito.
Oh.
Go ahead and give me that one.
That's a mosquito that flies around at night.
And these others you usually see around street lights, you know, flying in circles around.
Yes, I see those things. Gnats. What do you call them? I don't know the names of them, of course. Just bugs.
Have you ever heard of candleflies?
Candleflies, yes. I see the candleflies, yes.
Insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in your clothes.
Eating holes in your clothes?
Some people will put these little balls in
the clothes. Oh yes, moth balls. Yes, the moth. Yes.
And the plural of that, you say a lot of
moths.
Okay. What about the insect that you see at night, blinking on the moth?
Lightning bug, or the ladybug? Lightning bug. Yes, that's what they call them.
What sort of stinging insects are there around?
Ants. That's mosquitoes. What's a mosquito classified as an insect? Okay. An animal. There's the mosquito, there's the ant. There's fleas, there's lice around here too.
What about those with severe stings?
Oh, that's wasps. That's the bumblebee, the yellow jacket.
There's one I'm thinking about that builds a great big round paper nest. Really has a vicious sting.
Is that the yellow jacket?
Yes, with an H. I think.
Hornet. Yes, the hornet. Yes.
And one other insect that has a long, thin body and transparent wings. Usually hovers around damp places. Sometimes when you go fishing, he'll alight on your fishing pole, twitch it to get it off.
Horsefly?
No, this is a little different. He has long, transparent wings and a thin body.
Long wings and thin body.